You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
When he decides to become a Nazir, so the restriction that he has to accept on himself to not drink wine or not to eat grapes. What else?
The food grapes. And baby grapes.
Yeah, any type of.
Even fresh
grapes? Yeah, you can. Or grape seeds, you cannot. What else? You cannot pass by the vineyard. So let's say this gentleman is allergic to wine or grape juice. He wants to become a Nazir. So what should he do? He can't be a Nazir?
Yeah. But being Nazir, not drinking wine, you still don't drink wine, so it's okay.
It's already restricted to drink wine. He's allergic to it. So he can be a Nazir.
What was the question?
The question is, the gentleman, the wine doesn't go with him. He gets sick when he drinks wine. Can he become a Nazir? Yes?
Yes.
So it has nothing to do with the wine. You can? I'm sorry? No, but he already is a Nazir, so now you cannot drink wine.
The whole concept of a Nazir is to limit yourself.
Limit yourself by not drinking wine?
Yes.
So why the Torah picked wine? Not tequila. What has anything to do with it? He's limiting himself.
One opinion says it was from Chet Adam HaRishon. That's what they had.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. Very nice. Beautiful. Very nice. So Rabbi Ben Yishai brings, actually, Nesirut, the depth of it is, goes back to Adam HaRishon. Because Adam HaRishon, the idea was brought that Etz Hadaat was
the taste of the Etz Hadaat, grapes.
So now the Nizirut goes back to Chet Adam HaRishon. What does that mean?
The tikkun.
Yeah. So what type of tikkun are you trying to do? What was the... Why shouldn't he? No, that was not the question. The question was, why shouldn't he eat from the Etz Hadaat?
Because Hashem said not to eat.
Hashem says many things.
Hashem said, do not touch this tree.
Hashem never said to not touch it. Hashem never said to not touch the tree. I'm sorry?
He says not to eat from it.
I know, but you place, like let's say you rent a house. Why? You restricted to do things in your apartment, in the house?
Yes.
Yeah?
So,
you are?
Yes.
Like what?
What's
it depend?
You have a fire, yeah?
No? No, something normal. No, I mean, of course, you know, hopefully you're normal when you rent a house, and you know, hopefully. So obviously, you're not going to damage the house. So now, if Hashem placed Adam HaRishon in a special dwelling, Gan Eden, so now, why he should be restricted?
Because he didn't pay no rent. was for free. So Hashem restricted.
There are many that haven't been paying rent past 2 years. You ask the lawyer, he tells you. See, you know, when the kids go to the school, what are they thinking about when they go to school?
When they come home.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Play with their friends.
When is the...
They play with their friends, yeah. What else?
The break.
Break, yeah. But the main thing that they have in mind is... Yeah, they feel that school belongs to them. Belongs to them. Right. Yes. To the student. So when he enters the classroom, he has no respect for other classmates.
Or the teacher.
Well, the teacher also. Because he has no concern that, you know, that other people sitting here that I like to learn. That's why he disturbs. He does anything he wants. He plays around. Because he has no concern about other people.
How is this like that?
Why? Because that's what the nature that we are given, as Midrash Tanhuma brings, when the baby comes to this olam, his feast is closed. When he leaves this olam, his hand is open. Because when we come to this olam, we want to grab everything. We want to benefit everything. Everything belongs to me. Don't hish me. Who are you to hish me? I can do anything I want. So the kid goes to school. He doesn't, you know, sit like the way he's expected. Then he moves around, makes noise, disturbs, and all. Adam HaRishon, when he was placed in a very, very unique place on earth, so he felt, you know, I can do anything I want. There's a balabait. So what? I'm here, so that means I can benefit from anything I want. So now here, Rabbeinu Ben Yishchai brings an interesting point. So Nazir comes, and as you mentioned, his task is to make a tikkun. What's a tikkun means? That this olam has a balabait. That many things are available. Many things are offered. That you can benefit from. But who said that it's okay to benefit from? There are many things they sell outside. You have it in your pocket. Who said you can use it? Who said you can look at it? But you use it, you look at it. What does it mean? That means you don't believe in Balabait. We have no concern about Balabait. People that tend to know a rerun. Oh, there was the Eitz Hadaat. He ate from it. No. Adam HaRishon says, I ate and I will eat again. I will eat. Yeah, I will eat again. What did he mean? That means there are many things in life that you have access to. Is available. You can press a button and you even don't need to press it. You can just touch it. It comes. It appears. And it's right in front of your face. Who said you're able to have benefit from it? To eat from it? To enjoy from it? So here Nazir comes and accept on yourself, no, it's not permitted to do. Then becomes holy. Becomes holy. Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Chuf Bet, talks about a very, very great sage, very holy sage. that it's brought that his Torah was badatz. You know what badatz means? No? Star K. The authorization that you see, Beit Din Tzedek, on the product from Eretz Yisrael, that was such a genuine Torah. And who is this sage? And he became a king. His name was Yerobam ben Nabat. Yerobam ben Nabat. And he was such a great sage that the Nabi of the time, the father of the prophet of the time, Achia ben Hashiloni, he was actually the chevruta of the Yerobam ben Nabat. Such a, you know, close relation between the prophet of the time. In the same Masechet, Daf Yud, Gemara Sanhedrin, the 10th page says, there are four people that they don't have Olam Haba, and one of them is Yerobam ben Nabat. You didn't hear me wrong. Gemara says that his Torah was Chalak, such a clean Torah that he had. And then all of a sudden it says that he doesn't have Olam Haba. What happened?
He used it in the wrong way.
What happened to Yerobam ben Nabat? So Gemara says that there was a division in the time of history of Am Yisrael. It's called Malchut David and Malchut Yehuda. So they had a regulation that at the time that the king of the David enters the Beit HaMikdash, he cannot sit down. He cannot sit down, he has to stand up. But the king of the Yehuda is permitted to sit. So Yerobam ben Nabat from the Malchut David. So he says, what is this? I cannot sit in the Beit HaMikdash, but the king of the Yehuda, he can sit. So now, it's not in my kavod. So what did he do? He came with a patent. So he commanded to place agalim, idols, by the road that Am Yisrael, they would come to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim for the Galim. So he stopped people to come to Yerushalayim for the sake that they would not see that Malchut David is standing and Malchut Yehuda is sitting, that is him. So he came with a patent that you don't need to come to Yerushalayim to celebrate Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot. Yeah, you know, there's a galim, there's this idols, you worship it. So what happened? So because that he felt that is not in his to respect, that people would see him, he's standing. So he machtiyatam. He says, I prevent him to come to Yerushalayim, so I would not be embarrassed. Sadiq. Yeah. So now here the Imam continues and says that Ribono Shel Olam grabbed the jacket of Yerobam ben Nabat. Like this. He say, Yerobam. Yerobam! Chazurbach! To Teshuvah! And we're going to walk in Gan Eden together, you and David ben Ishai and me together. We are going to walk in Gan Eden. Shimon said, okay. who is walking ahead of everybody, who is in the first
David,
row.
Is that David walking?
What did Hashem say? So Hashem said, you know, I have to let David go first. Yeah. So Yerovam Elamot says, no, this is not a good deal. You know, you want me to do teshuvah, I have to go first. I'm not going to do teshuvah like this. If you want me to do teshuvah,
has to be my way.
I have to be right in front of both of you. So Hashem said, I'm sorry. See, I have a question for you. Now that Hashem is trying to let go, you listening? Listening? No, listen good. If Hashem willing to work it out, no, this guy is a Rasha, Chote. He machti et ha'am, he made a mistake to worship Avodah Zarah. So now Hashem, you know, trying to work it out with him. So come, do teshuvah. You know, I accept your teshuvah, go walk to Gan Eden. So now he's asking, you know, who's going to go first? Who says David? So now, if you come in all this way to get this guy back, so tell him to go first. What's the big deal? If you accept it that, you know, there's a chance he does teshuvah, let him go first. What's the big deal?
Why Hashem didn't let him go first?
Yeah. What's the big deal?
Hashem went out of his way.
Go out of your way a little bit more. What's the big deal? No, Hashem is over the line.
Exactly, so that's the ultimate.
No, that's no.
That dude will say, okay, excuse me, you walk also behind me.
It's okay, why not? Hashem doesn't care about this.
This person doesn't have no chesed at all anymore.
I'm sorry? What chesed? We're not looking for chesed here. What chesed? No, Hashem accepted. He's a melech. He's a, you know, as I explained to you, he was a genuine Torah scholar. The Gemara says his Torah was badatz, clean.
That's the time that his neshama was clean. Now his neshama is dirty.
No, Yehudi doesn't matter. You know, he has a chance always to come back. He can do teshuvah right now. What's a big deal? No, even by asking who's going to go first, that's a teshuvah itself. Yes. Even by asking, so that means, yes, I'm interested, so you let me go first. That's a big, big point. Big zechut. Big keredit. That even, you know, if he could say, no, I'm not interested, but he's still, he has some type of interest to do teshuvah.
This is all the old teshuvah.
Even if Hashem would have
let everybody go first and him at the end, this is the teshuvah he's to do. If at the end he's continuing on this way,
why?
No, you're
not paying attention. No. Why Hashem has to put him in such a circumstances? Fine, so he said, you know, you do teshuvah, we're going to walk. So why you bring somebody else to the picture that you make him confused? Why? No, that's not fair. Hashem should say, you know, do teshuvah, we're going to walk in the Gan Eden. So now you bring somebody else, and you know what the character he has, and then you know what he's going to say, and then... So you don't mean it. You don't mean it. If you meant that he should do teshuvah, you're not putting him in such a circumstances that he doesn't know what to do.
He didn't do teshuvah.
You understand? So Hashem is not being fair to him.
No, it's fair.
No, 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 Hashem is not being fair to him.
One way is straight to
why you, you know, miskin, bichare, you know, you put him in such a matzav. Tell him glat, chalak, you know, I'm interested in you, I love you, you know, you, yetzahara, you know, knock you down, you need some kabod, okay, fine, you know, let's do teshuvah, we're walking anything. Kala kadosh. Here, Gemara teaches a very, very important lesson. There were many, many options that Hashem could give him. But the point of the matter here is that in Olam Elyon, there is no negotiation. Either you're first, you're second or third. That's it. Hashem was willing to negotiate with him. But the point of the matter here is, he could go as far as to invite him to Gan Eden. But who's going to first? That's it. But the point of the matter here is, back to the Nazir. Nazir is telling us that I'm trying to not do the same mistake that Adam HaRishon did, that he felt, yeah, you can do anything he wants. You can take any action he wants. Without realizing what the consequences is going to be. And that's what exactly sometimes the Yisahara is after us. And without even realizing that what's going to end up with, then he makes us blind. Makes us blind. And that's why Ribbono Shel Olam, the first thing, the first reaction that we see he showed toward Adam and Rishon, Ayeka, where are you? What did you gain? What did you gain? Okay, you ate from it. You did, you grabbed, you took. You have it now. So what did you gain? What did you gain? What benefit you got? Did it worth it? Was it worth it? And that's what exactly the Nazir is going to have to teach us. Being in Gan Eden, Rehoboam ben Nebat should have realized, Hashem says, come, come, come. It's good enough. But you want to be first. What does it mean? That you want something that is not available for you. You tell me, give it to me, because that makes me happier. That makes me a better person. But how do you know? What do you know? You don't know. But you want it. That's what Adam and Rishon felt. But Nazir comes and tells us, no, you're bachalomot. You're bachalomot. That's only your false imagination that you feel, you know, for whatever that you think it makes you better or happier. There is no such a thing. Because if you were supposed to be happier, Hashem knows that what makes you happy would give it to you. So if Hashem said, don't eat from it, that because he knows that's not going to make you happy. So it's not that whoever that doesn't give you whatever you want, and you want it. Because Hashem knows if it would benefit you, it would give it to you. So if he doesn't give it to you, and you don't have it, and you're not supposed to touch it or eat it, so that means Hashem knows that you have to be happy for whatever that you have, not whatever that you want to have. And that's what exactly Rabban ben Nabat should have grabbed the opportunity. Second, walking behind David HaMelech, wow. Wow, you know what the Sechuda is? He said, no, I'm only happy if I walk first. What is wrong with you? After all of this, Hashem gives you this opportunity and just threw it like this? Huh? And that's what exactly happens to us many, many times. Many, many times in life that we don't understand what the opportunity that we have and what the zechut that we have. And you don't grab it, then you see Hashem is calling on you, Ayeka, where are you? What did you gain? Why did you pass on my offer? Why? What did you gain? What did you gain? And that's what exactly the beautiful chapter of the Nazir is. Niskep, Shedon, pass on the offer.
Amen.
And Niskep, Bezat Hashem, Yeshuot, Bezat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.